Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 263, How to Collect Your Cash. Don't leave money on the table. You can't collect cash? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. In this podcast, I share with you solutions to one of the most pressing problems that LNCs face, which is how to avoid collection issues with attorneys. If you're in business as a legal nurse consultant, this could happen to you. Clients request services for which they cannot pay. You provide services and then struggle to obtain payment. Slow payers strangle your cash flow. And payment issues poison your relationships with clients. It doesn't have to be that way. The way in which you establish a relationship at the outset of the relationship with an attorney to a great degree dictates what will occur and how resolution will come about when there are challenges. This podcast covers some of the aspects that you can control to ensure that you and your clients do not end up in a negative situation as the result of their inability to compensate you for your services, and you get to collect your cash. Know the attorney. Many problems can be averted by not dealing with some people or organizations. Be sure to listen to my podcast, LNP 149, about my biggest nightmare client and what I learned by dealing with him. Just because somebody wants to conduct business with you doesn't mean that he is a fit to do business with. If the attorney admits to having financial challenges during your initial contact, you should consider the benefits of doing business with him and the potential hardship that such actions may have on your business. If you have had difficulty collecting money from him in the past, be particularly cautious. You should note this in your database so that if the client returns for more services, you will be forewarned. Weigh the current financial situation the client may have and recognize the possibility that you may have trouble when you work to collect your cash. There may be a collection issue. If it appears that such a situation may arise, install safeguards such as collecting retainers, keeping the client on a shorter payment leash, and promptly taking action if payment issues arise. Ask yourself if you have the willpower, staying power, and firepower to chase a debtor. Establish rapport with the attorney. Once you've evaluated the potential risk of a financial default, if you decide to engage in a business relationship with a client, create a mutual relationship built on trust, respect, and the fact that you need to have funds to keep your business running. Set up the expectation at the outset of the relationship that you expect the client to be a good payer and that you'll be able to collect your cash. When you're creating a genuine bond with your client, don't allow the client's financial problems to become yours. Don't act as a bank for your client. Don't inject empathy into the relationship when the client begins to tell you his or her financial tales of woe. During such times, you're setting up the relationship and how the interactions will occur. You set the stage appropriately. Before we continue with the show, this is Pat Iyer to share with you one of my online trainings that I think will really help you with the financial aspects of your business. It's called Smart Money Management. You know that controlling expenses and keeping good track of your income is vital to your business. Discover what you should be doing from this skilled accountant who provided my online training that I'm telling you about. You'll learn simple and easy ways to manage and understand your money so that you can use that information to grow and better manage your business. You won't want to miss this. This is a one-hour online training where you'll discover and choose a simple and easy way to track your money and set budgets. You'll get tips and tricks on understanding your numbers, and you'll refine your financial goals and use powerful techniques to achieve them. Order this training at http://lnc.tips/smartmoney. And there's no space between the words smart and money. That link is http://lnc.tips/smartmoney. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this training. And that link one last time is http://lnc.tips/smartmoney. Let's get back to the show. Recognize the attorney's excuses. When some clients are on the verge of experiencing financial challenges, they may begin to hoard resources in an attempt to sustain their own livelihood. It's at this point that you must become insistent upon receiving payment and put a process in place to monitor future payments. Don't be caught up in rescuing the attorney with the thought that if you don't, it will hasten the demise of your client's operations and encourage him to pay his bills more quickly. Turn off the hook that enables you as a nurse to feel sorry for people and rescue them. Watch body language or the nonverbal communication of the attorney. By possessing the ability to read body language and listen to the nuances of speech in person and over the phone, you can gain insight into thoughts that clients may not verbally disclose. This insight will allow you to have a better glimpse into the real situation with which they may be dealing. Use negotiation strategies to collect your cash. There are numerous negotiation strategies that can be employed to counter other strategies that a client might present. The more strategies you're aware of and use in the appropriate situations, the better positioned you'll be to thwart the efforts of a client who may have funds but not wish to apply them for other purposes. Identify points where you can apply leverage to collect your cash. As you progress in the relationship with your client, be attuned to opportunities where you may be able to apply points of pressure. Should a payment issue arise and make such actions necessary. When possible, withhold delivery of services until they're paid for in advance. And I really stress this because once you turn over a report to an attorney or provide an expert witness and expect them to get paid, you run into the risk of having collection issues. Don't turn over a report until the invoice is paid in full. Ask for a retainer for your services and work until the retainer is 75% depleted before asking for another retainer in order to continue to provide services. Be particularly sensitive to the client's deadlines to provide information based on your services, as these occurrences often supply leverage opportunities. Have a policy in place that allows you to apply interest to unpaid invoices. You can use the assessment of interest as a negotiating tactic. If you pay this bill in full by the end of the month, I will not apply any more interest. Offer a promotion whereby you give the client a payback bonus or a rebate at the end of the specified period if the client pays the invoice in the manner specified by the agreement. This rebate becomes a cost of doing business, which means it's a cost incorporated in your overall pricing. But be very careful about how this is structured, For example, offering a 5% discount for quick payment of a bill may result in a client subtracting the discount from the check, but not submitting the payment within the time frame needed to earn it. Client relations can be strained when payment becomes contested and you cannot collect your cash. When the attorney complains about your services, this leads to bad blood between you and him, which could cause your business to incur financial hardships. In order to avoid such situations, choose your clients the way you choose your friends. If a client who was previously a prompt payer does not pay a bill, consider this as a danger sign that something is wrong. Has the client run into cash flow problems? Is the client unhappy with the services? Plus, always keep in mind that a certain amount of business will go bad. The better you manage the potential for bad clients, the more enhanced your bottom line will be. Offering payment plans that are acceptable to both you and the client, for example, can be a solution. Giving the client some flexibility may strengthen your relationship and result in more loyalty to your business. Here's a final set of three tips for collecting your cash. Learn to strike a balance between disagreeing and being disagreeable. Try never to create a situation that becomes unmanageable due to slow or non-payment. Maintain an attitude that conveys the belief that your client will do his best to complete payments on time. Engage the client as a friend while maintaining the integrity of your business relationship. If a point occurs when you must discuss a payment situation, personalize yourself and speak from the financial discomfort that such an occurrence will have on you and your business. And finally, in considering with whom you'll do business, think about the potential future ramifications of engaging in a business relationship with any entity. In some cases, there may be stop signs at the outset. Notice them, act on them, and avoid getting burned twice. Be sure to get a copy of Smart Money Management, our online training designed to make sure you are aware of the most effective strategies for managing your business's money. Order this training at http://lnc.tips/smartmoney. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this training. And thanks so much for listening. I appreciate your downloads, your comments, and your feedback. It's great to hear from you. If you have a topic you would like to have me cover on Legal Nurse Podcast, send me an email at patiyer@legalnursebusiness.com. Thanks so much, and I'll be back next week with a new show. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.